you very much. Our star this week is a graduate of the hardest school in the motion picture business. She played in over 40 westerns and then moved on to B pictures in some of the smaller studios before she finally graduated to the big studios, big pictures, and stardom. In the movies, since she was a kid, she's appeared in too many motion pictures to mention. We feel sure that you've seen her not once, but many times. So it's a real pleasure to welcome back to our radio theater a talented star who was our guest once before, Miss Marjorie Reynolds.
Oh, thank you very much, Les. When I think back to pictures I made with John Barrymore, Lou Cody, Lillian Tashman, and other old-timers, it's reassuring to be reminded that I started as a kid.
Well, if I were you, Marjorie, I'd just take a good look in the mirror every morning. It should be all the reassurance you need.
Thank you, Les. I do hope my husband is listening in.
I hope my wife isn't. Marjorie, it's great fun talking with you, but we have a play, so let's hold the chat until after the final curtain. Will you meet me here?
I certainly will, Les.
Thank you, Marjorie Reynolds. And now, here is our announcer.
Parting guest. Well, Catherine, that was some party.
It certainly was. But then you have to do something to celebrate 10 years of married life. 10 years.
Does it seem so long to you?
No. No, of course not.
Sometimes it seemed to me that
you... Oh, Ken, let's call it a day. I'm tired, sleepy.
All right. But stay downstairs with me a few minutes. Let's listen to a late newscast. I'm afraid there's going to be trouble on the docks tomorrow.
Trouble? I thought it was all settled.
It seemed that way. Brett Hunter, the labor leader, is a good diplomat. I've got to hand him that, even though I disagree with him most of the time. But...
But what?
There's a subversive element that's out to make trouble. Discredit him with an M. Now, please, Catherine, stay down. Here's the station now.
And today the president signed the bill.
Oh, Ken, I don't want to listen to that. I'm tired.
I've just been handed a special news flash. Details aren't available, but Brett Hunter, the brilliant young labor leader upon whose shoulders rested the hope of settlement in the dispute between dock workers and ship owners, has just been shot by an unknown assailant and taken to King's Hospital.
Ken, did he say Brett Hunter?
Hunter is a man admired by everyone. Fair-minded, but loyal to his convictions, with an uncanny ability to see both sides.
Terrible. I can't believe it. Brett!
I can't understand you. The ship owner's daughter being upset, why, with Brett dead, negotiations will collapse.
Oh, don't say that. He won't die. He can't. Ken, take me to him. I've got to see him before it's too late.
What? Why?
I'll explain later. I'll get my coat. Tell Mason to get the car out.
I'll answer. I think you better pull yourself together. Hello? Yes? Mrs. Milbank? This is her husband. I'll give her the message.
Who?
Oh, yes. But... All right, then. She'll be there. That was King's Hospital. Brett Hunter is sinking fast, and he's asked for you. What does this mean? What is it to you, Catherine?
I'll tell you everything while we're driving there. Only hurry, Ken. I've loved Brett. I've loved him for years. I met Brett the night I made my bow to society at the cotillion, Ken. I was 18. Do you remember that night, too?
Of course. You were the glamour girl of the year. We were engaged.
But not officially. Somehow, we quarreled that night.
We're always quarreling.
I know, but this time it hit me pretty hard. When you took me home from the ball, it was nearly dawn. The blackest hour. You drove off angry with me, and I couldn't bear it. Nobody else was home yet, so I took my car and drove it down to the pier where my father's ship stopped. There was a fog. I don't know what crazy idea was in my head. I stopped the car near the end of the dock, got out, and started to run.
Hey, stop! Where do you think you're going?
Let me alone! Please!
Don't you know you're going to stumble and fall into the bay?
Well, it's my life.
Yeah, not while I'm around.
Let me alone! Don't
There you are, safe in your own car. What you really need is a spanking for trying a screwball stunt like that. Now, come on, move over. I'll drive.
Oh, I get it. You're my guardian angel. Only where did you park your wings? What's your name? Gabriel?
You call me Brett, Miss Corbett.
So, you know who I am.
You're pretty fond of publicity.
Well, what else do you know about me?
Well, your first word was clink. You liked the sound of your silver spoon when it fell on the nursery floor.
Go ahead.
Graduated in June from a finishing school, whatever that is. Your dress, the one you're wearing, came from Paris. You're popular, and you're reputedly engaged to one Ken Milbank, whose father built ships. Or is it automobiles?
Oh, I'm cold. Have you got an extra coat?
Sure, here, take mine. It's not from Seville Row, but it's warm.
And rough. Scratches my arms.
I'm not giving you my shirt, too.
Who wants your old shirt?
Guess any man who marries you will have to let you wear the pants, too.
But you don't like me, do you?
Huh? Well, he just met you.
Why, you're taking me home. Boys never take me straight home.
It just shows you're not raised right.
I'm 18 and I have my own key.
I'm 25 and I was sure you did.
Oh, you're horrible. You talk so mean to me and I've had such a hard night.
Oh, darling, don't cry. There's something so special, so lovely, so lost.
I am?
Don't you realize you can't go running around wharves at 4 a.m. and talking to strangers this way? Why, if I were someone else...
What would you do? What would you do if you were somebody else?
We're parked in front of your palace, Princess. Let me get out and open the door.
Mm. You were almost nice for a moment. Who are you? What do you do for a living?
Nothing to interest you.
Oh, come in and have breakfast. There are others. Look at the cars.
At dawn? I've read Emily Post.
Now, I think you should have some kind of reward.
Like what?
Like this.
Why, you...
Well, don't be so angry. I always kiss my boyfriends goodnight. They like it.
I warned you.
Brad.
This might as well be good.
Bridget, you hurt me.
I was only being obliging.
You're no gentleman. Oh, I hate you. I hope I never see you again as long as I live. Through the lace curtains, I watched Brett walk away in the cold without his coat. I didn't care. I hated him. Mother and Dad were having breakfast with a number of stragglers from the ball. They were very gay. Someone was playing the piano. Hello, Mother. Hello, everybody.
Kathy, dear, where have you been?
Wandering on the waterfront with a handsome stranger.
Well, I'd hardly call Ken a stranger.
Then it wasn't Ken. A stranger, I said. Look, I've still got his coat on.
It looks like a seaman's coat. Kathy, are you serious?
Of course, Dad. I wonder what this is in his pocket. Well, old friend, you'd never guess. The drama girl of the season was out with a seaman and he didn't like her. But don't worry, Dad, I'm quite unscathed. And get this. Get a load of this. He even belongs to a union. But there was something else in his pocket. A picture of me. Clip from a newspaper, an old one from when I graduated in June. All at once, I couldn't stand their laughter. They were laughing at Brett, who loved me, who carried my picture in his pocket, who told me off when I deserved it. I ran to my room and flung myself across the bed, hugging his coat in my arms. It was a manly coat that smelled of cigarettes and bay rum and scratched my neck. I fell asleep. Your coat.
You didn't have to. Could have mailed it. Sent your butler, someone.
But I wanted to.
Well, thank you.
Won't you ask me in?
This isn't exactly an apartment. It's only a room.
Oh, I don't care.
And there aren't any etchings.
I don't care.
It's just it. You don't care about anything, and you should.
I care about you.
Oh, no, not that.
But I do.
Look, you're a nice, pretty girl. You're rich. Your daddy can buy you anything you want. Now, go home to all your toys, but leave me in peace.
No, I won't. I love you.
You're wasting my time. My ship sails in an hour.
You mean you're leaving me?
I mean I'm pursuing my ordinary occupation.
I found my picture in your pocket.
Well, you snooping little buzzard.
Well, you can't make me angry, Brett. I love you, darling.
You'll stop tormenting me.
Look at me, Brett. Everybody else thinks I'm beautiful. Don't you find me desirable? I'll make you a good wife. I'll love you always. Always until I die. Well, why is your face so set and hard? What are you thinking, Brett?
You're almost irresistible.
Why can't I be to you?
We live in different worlds. Can't you see it'd never work out?
You hate me because I'm rich. All right, Brett. I'll leave. I'll stay in my class and marry Ken, but if we ever meet again, don't blame me for what happens. Brett. I'm sorry. I thought you took a step forward. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Kathy. And listen, this is just an episode you'll laugh at later on. Marry Ken. Go ahead, marry the guy.
We'll return in just a moment with Act Two of the Movie Town Radio Theater's presentation of Something Special, starring Miss Marjorie Reynolds. And now, here is our announcer.
The photographers.
Oh, yes. There, how's that?
I said smile, darling. What's the matter? Don't you feel well?
I'm all right.
Let's duck into the car before the old shoes start.
We made it.
Oh, well, we're nearly fainting. Whew. What an uncivilized custom throwing rice. I'm positively pockmarked.
Oh, it wasn't that. I thought I saw an old friend on the edge of the crowd, only I guess I'm just excited, Ken. Ken, darling.
I suppose that was Brett you saw on our wedding day.
Yes, it was. Are we nearly at the hospital? Time is running out.
We'll be there in a few minutes. Why did you tell me all this? I thought that we'd been happy,
oh,
but
Ken,
now...
Ken, don't. Please don't.
You didn't see him after that, did you?
Well, I didn't want to, but...
Why didn't you leave me... What do they call it? Blissfully ignorant? Kathy, please say you didn't see him again.
You're forgetting the war. So many things changed the picture. There was a time when I thought I had no duty towards you.
There's no time when a woman's duty to her husband can be put aside. What are you trying to excuse yourself?
Well, you don't understand.
What else can I think?
Well, let me finish.
I don't want to hear it. Let Mason drive you the rest of the way without me. I'll walk. I feel like walking. Stopping now. There's a signal.
Oh, please, Ken, hear me out. It isn't what you're thinking.
Well, go ahead. What else is there for me to do but listen?
It was during the war that I saw Brett again. I was riding horseback in the park one Sunday morning on the path that leads down to the ocean. A man galloped past me towards the ocean. I recognized him. Brett!
Oh, I can't believe it.
Brett, oh, Brett, how are you? I've read about you in the papers.
So it's your turn now.
You've had two ships torpedoed from under you. Oh, it's a miracle you're here. Are you all right?
Well, I got to stay off ships for a while.
And that's why you're giving so much time to labor council?
Oh, I'm sorry, that's how you feel.
Oh, not at all. You're really becoming quite famous as a mediator. I'm proud of you.
How about you? How's Ken?
But didn't you know?
No, what?
I've been a widow 2 years. At first they said he was missing, then it was confirmed.
Oh, I'm so sorry. How?
He was on a bomber, shot down in the Pacific.
You did love him, didn't you?
We got along.
And I was right. I mean about us, you and I.
You mean only an episode. something I'd laugh at in later life? Oh, no, Brett, you were wrong. I feel exactly about you now as I did then. There, is that any satisfaction to you?
Catherine, wait for me! Catherine, all this is still a bit strenuous for me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here, let's dismount.
Catherine.
Is this true? Is this really happening?
Being like this together, it's all I've dreamed of for years.
You too.
Oh, never mind your hat. Your hair, so soft in the wind.
It doesn't bother you that I'm still so rich and you aren't?
The war gives you a different set of values. Twice when I thought sure my number was up, all I could think of was you. How crazy I'd been not to accept your love. But I'd known even before that what a fool I was.
I saw you at my wedding.
Yes, I know. It was too late.
Why didn't you write me?
I had to see you first. But that's all past, Kathy. I can never have enough of you.
Nor I of you. We're like this ocean. Deep currents and strange tides.
Sweeping us away and throwing us together again. Only now nothing on earth will ever separate us.
What'll we do?
We'll be married. As soon as the new contract between ship owners and dock workers is signed.
How long will that be?
Oh, just a matter of days. I can't leave until then.
Oh, kiss me again. I still think I'm dreaming.
Here. Do you still think so?
If I am, don't let me ever wake up. What is it, darling?
They'll sign tomorrow.
Oh, you're wonderful.
We'll leave the day after. Just slip across the border without fanfare.
That's how I want it, too. Goodbye, darling. Martha! Oh, Martha, come upstairs with me and help me pack. I'm going away. I'm going to be married.
Oh, it's so nice to see you like this. You've been quiet so long.
I'll never be quiet or sad again. Just wonderfully happy the rest of my life. Oh, phone Pierre. I must have my hair done tomorrow. And Sophie, tell her I'll be in this afternoon. I want a very special hat. There now, Martha. Do I look like a bride?
You look beautiful, madam. And those green orchids he sent will be lovely on your suit. Shall I bring them up?
Oh, no. Let them stay in the refrigerator until the last minute. But hand me my hat. I want to try it on again. There, I guess I'll leave it on. What time is it? Oh, dear, another hour to wait. What'll I do? Is that the doorbell, Martha? Oh, I always forget there's no one downstairs nowadays to answer. Will you? And if it's anyone for me, I'm not home. Not to anyone.
Yes, madam. Oh, dear, he does sound impatient.
This will be a shock, sir. For 2 years, she's thought you dead.
Call her again. I want to surprise her. I want to see her at the head of the stairs, just as I've pictured her so many times.
Please come, madam.
Whatever is the matter, I told you.
What have I done, Martha? Kathy! Kathy!
Don't carry on, sir. I'll call the doctor. I think she hit her head.
I'll carry her upstairs.
Never mind the hat. It's crumpled.
Martha, I can't forgive myself. I never knew happiness could cause such a shock.
No, sir. I mean, yes, sir. I'll answer. Hello?
Catherine?
This is Martha. Mrs. Milbank's not available just now.
Oh, this is Brett Hunter, Martha. We're supposed to leave in a few minutes.
I'm afraid Mrs. Milbank can't make the trip. Mr. Milbank has just returned.
I'm sorry my coming home ruined your happiness, Captain. Why didn't you get a divorce? I would have understood.
Oh, there's no use your being bitter. Now.
We're at the hospital. Greta's waiting upstairs for you. Tell me, why didn't you get a divorce?
The war changed all of us, even me. When I saw you so gaunt, so haggard, I didn't want to.
I knew I could never leave you. All I wanted was to make up to you for all you'd been through. I've tried hard to make you happy.
You have. I love you more than ever.
You understand?
Yes. Now go to Brett. It's my turn to wait.
You're almost too late, Mrs. Milbank. Is he conscious, nurse?
He lapsed into delirium just after I called you. He thinks he's married to a girl named Kathy. I'll leave you with him.
Brett, it's me. Kathy. Kathy's here.
I had a bad dream, Kathy. A dream we weren't married.
It was only a dream.
I know you're my wife. I sent you green orchids. But say it. Please say it.
I'm your wife.
Oh, I feel so much better. Only the tide is so strong. You're with me, aren't you? We're floating together.
I'm holding your hand and see how wet my face is.
You're not afraid?
Not with you.
Something special. That's what I called you. A white dress in the dark pier. So dark. Only it's not going to end this way. Someone's coming with lights to meet us. Come, Kathy. We'll always be together.
He's gone, Ken.
He was a great man, Catherine. A leader. He deserved more out of life than he got. You want me to leave you alone?
Oh, no, Ken. I need you. If you feel that you still need me, knowing that...
Catherine, look at me. You were in love with Brett Hunter. Maybe it was wrong that the two of you didn't marry. Maybe your love would have been strong enough to bridge the difference in your background. But you didn't marry him. You married me. And you've been a wonderful wife. Your love for Brett never changed that. I think it's made you richer, finer. And I don't ask that you forget Brett. Remember him with the love and honor he deserves.
Oh, thank you, Ken.
But if there's some love left for me, come home. I think our love will grow with the years.
I know it will, Ken. I'm ready to go now.
And the curtain falls on Act Two of the Movie Town Radio Theater's presentation of Something Special, starring Miss Marjorie Reynolds, who returns in just a moment. And our star, Miss Marjorie Reynolds. Marjorie, I know that you're usually cast as a comedian, but you certainly proved that you're a fine dramatic actress as well.
Oh, thank you, Les. You know, you're so right about my comedy roles, but I'm playing a dramatic role in the picture I'm working in now, and I'm very thankful. It's the story of a present-day Raffles, and I'm the woman who turns him in.
Uh-huh. Sounds dramatic, all right. So, you want to continue in the drama, huh?
Well, I like the role I'm playing in the picture less, and I'm one Hollywood gal who's not afraid of being tight. I'm just living for the day when a writer describes a role as a Marjorie Reynolds type.
Well, Marjorie, I'm going to become a screenwriter any day now, just so I can pound out those magical words on the typewriter. But in the meantime, because I might be a little slow in getting started, I hope you'll come back and visit our radio theater again.
Oh, I'd love to, Les. I enjoyed the story and the wonderful cast you have, and, well, everything connected with the production of Something Special. Thanks a million, Les, and goodbye.
Thank you, and goodbye, Marjorie Reynolds. In the cast, you heard our star, Miss Marjorie Reynolds, as Captain. Jack Moyles as Brett. Whitfield Connor as Ken. Madeline Mitchell as Martha. Colleen Collins as the mother. And Charlie Seale as dad. Music was composed and conducted by Del Castillo. Something Special was written by Marie Fauchet, edited by Bud Lesser, produced and directed by yours truly, Les Mitchell.